It's been 7 hours and 90 days since the last pod quiz.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Hello and welcome to the second Super Bumper Christmas Extravaganza special of the Irish Pod Quiz with your host, Darren. This very special episode of the Irish Pod Quiz is for all my listeners out there, both old and new, to play with friends and family over the holiday period so that you don't have to play last year's episode on repeat yet again. The quiz will consist of 100 questions across 10 rounds, each under a different category which I will reveal as we go along. There will be some audio rounds alongside your traditional questions and some not so traditional. In each round, there will be some relatively easy questions, with some medium in difficulty and some trickier ones to really separate the men from the boys, or whatever is the politically correct way of saying that these days. I'm just reading the same script from last year. I will be treating this like a normal table quiz. I'll read the answers to round 1 after I've asked the questions to round 2, the answers to round 2 after I've asked round 3, and so on. I would suggest that you all use a paper and pen for maximum accountability. I'm looking at you, Tuberty. Because at the end of the day, quizzes are not about having fun, they are only about winning. Don't forget to follow us and to tell all of your quiz-loving family and friends. So, without further ado, let's get quizzing. My loyal listeners will know that every episode of the Irish Pod Quiz kicks off with a geography question, and so it is fitting that round 1 of the second Super Bumper Christmas Extravaganza special will do the same. The geography round, question 1. What is the capital city of Pakistan? Question 2. In which county are the mountains of Mourne? Question 3. What is the state capital of Arizona? Question 4. The Volga River flows into which body of water? Question 5. How many counties of Ireland begin with the letter M? Question 6. The island of Gozo is in which country? Question 7. The country Lesotho is completely surrounded by which other country? Question 8. What is the last country alphabetically that begins with the letter A? Question 9. What is the county town of Fermanagh? And question 10. Ceylon, that's C-E-Y-L-O-N, is the former name of which country? Now round 2 is science, nature and maths. Question 1. Which chemical element is named after the Greek word for new? Question 2. Titan is the largest moon of which planet? Question 3. Astronomer and physicist Galileo Galilei was born in which country? Question 4. Necrophobia That's N-E-C-R-O. Phobia is the fear of what? Question 5. Which Greek mathematician's theorem explains the relationship between the three sides of a right-angled triangle? Question 6. What name is given to a female swan? Question 7. Which organ is responsible for regulating blood sugar levels in the human body? Question 8. What is the cubed root of 343? Question 9. The sarcastic fringe head, the lump sucker, and the slippery dick are all types of what? And question 10. Name either of the chemical elements that are named after US states. Well, that's it for round two. I'm now going to give you the answers to round one, the geography round. Question one, the capital city of Pakistan is Islamabad. Question two, the mountains of Mourne are in County Down. Question three, the state capital of Arizona is Phoenix. Question four, the Volga River flows into the Caspian Sea. Question five, there are three counties of Ireland that begin with the letter M. They are Mayo, Meath, and Monaghan. Question 6. This is a beautiful part of the world. The island of Gozo is part of Malta. Question 7. The country Lesotho is completely surrounded by South Africa. Question 8. The last country alphabetically that begins with the letter A is Azerbaijan. Question 9. The county town of Fermanagh is Enniskillen. And question 10. Ceylon is the former name of Sri Lanka. Now round three is the sequences round, and anybody who did last year's special will know how this round goes. It's very simple really. I'm going to say three things and you have to say what comes fourth in the sequence. So if I said A, B, C, the answer would be, you guessed it, D. Fair play to you. Okay, round three, the sequences round. Question one. Alpha, beta, gamma. Question 2. Dana, Johnny Logan, Johnny Logan. Question 3. Tennant, Smith, Capaldi. Question 4. Idaho, Illinois, Indiana. Question 5. Spain v. Netherlands, Germany v. Argentina, France v. Croatia. Question 6. William, George, Charlotte. Question 7. Dix, vingt, trente. Question 8. Gore, Cheney, Biden. Question 9. GoldenEye, Tomorrow Never Dies, The World Is Not Enough. question 10, Paul Young, Boy George, George Michael. Well, that's it for round 3, and before we move on to round 4, I'll give you the answers to round 2, the science, nature, and maths round. Question 1, the chemical element that is named after the Greek word for new is neon. Question 2, Titan is the largest moon of Saturn. Question 3, Galileo Galilei was born in Italy. Try and say that 5 times fast. Galileo Galilei, Galileo Galilei, Galileo Galilei. Oh, it's actually really easy. Question 4, necrophobia is the fear of death. Question 5, the Greek mathematician, the Greeks showing up again here. They were an intelligent folk. The theorem that explains the relationship between the three sides of a right angle triangle was Pythagoras. Question 6, a female swan, last year I think I asked you male, very lazy in creating these questions. A female swan is called a pen. Question 7, which organ is responsible for regulating blood sugar levels in the human body? It is the pancreas. I don't know anything else about the pancreas, but I'm sure it is vital. Question 9, the sarcastic fringe head, the lump sucker and the slippery dick are all types of fish. Very ugly fish at that too, if you go and look them up. And question 10, there are 2 chemical elements of the periodic table that are named after US states. I asked you to name one of them. So you could have said californium or tennessine. Obviously named after California and Tennessee. Now round 4 is the food and drink round. Question 1. Which fruit is mentioned in the song The 12 Days of Christmas? Question 2. Lindt chocolate is from which country? Question 3. In what decade did the first Subway restaurant open in the Republic of Ireland? Question 4. What type of bird featured prominently in adverts for Guinness throughout the 20th century? Question 5. Ouzo is a dry anise-flavoured aperitif from which country? Question 6. What type of alcohol is used in a traditional snowball cocktail? Question 7. In the Chronicles of Narnia, which sweet is given to Edmund by the White Witch? Question 8. What type of cheese is used in a traditional caprese salad? Question 9. Yukon Gold and King Edward are types of what? And question 10, what name is given to a 1.5 liter bottle of champagne? Well, that's it for the food and drink round. I'm going to go back now and give you the answers to round 3, the sequences round. Question 1. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta. These are the first 4 letters of the Greek alphabet. Jesus, there they are again, the Greeks. Question 2. Dana, Johnny Logan, Linda Martin. These are the first 4 Irish Eurovision winners. Dana back in 1970, Johnny Logan in 1980, Johnny Logan again in 1987, good man Johnny. And then Linda Martin in 1992, the song Why Me, also written by Johnny Logan. Question 3, Tennant, Smith, Capaldi, Whittaker. Who are these people? Who indeed? They are Doctor Who actors. David Tennant, Matt Smith, Peter Capaldi, and then Jodie Whittaker, who was the last incarnation of the Doctor. I've never watched it, I don't know anything about it, but anyway. Question 4. Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa. These are the four I states in alphabetical order. Question 5. Spain v Netherlands, Germany v Argentina, France v Croatia. What comes next? It is Argentina v France. These are the last four World Cup finals. Question 6. William, George, Charlotte, Louis. This is the line of succession to the British throne. Prince William, followed by his son, Prince George, his daughter, Princess Charlotte, and then his other son, Prince Louis, who is fourth in line to the British throne. Question 7. 10, 20, 30, 40. This is 10 to 40 in French. Question 8. Gore, Cheney, Biden is followed by Pence. These are US vice presidents. Al Gore, who served under Bill Clinton, Dick Cheney under George Bush, Joe Biden under Barack Obama, and then Mike Pence, who was the vice president of Donald Trump. Question 9. GoldenEye, Tomorrow Never Dies, The World Is Not Enough, Die Another Day. These are the four Pierce Brosnan James Bond films. And question 10. Lovely little question here, and fair play to anybody who got it. It was Paul Young, Boy George, George Michael. I'm sure people know what we're talking about, but who is the fourth singer on Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas? It is Duran Duran lead singer Simon Le Bon. That was a lovely question, if I may say so myself. Now, round 5 is all about the year that was 2023. A year of more inflation, war, and plenty of juicy scandal. In these first 5 questions of the round, you will hear a clip of people discussing some of the major news stories of the year. You simply need to identify what they are referring to. Round 5, question 1.
She's done a terrific job. I think she's been an amazing role model, particularly for young women that might look to her and say, you know, I could do that, I could be that. And I really do wish her well in the next stage of her life.
Well, she has empowered so many women, hasn't she? But do you think that there's a little bit of an element here of it's getting a bit tough? You know, the polls aren't going as well for her as they were before.
Well, of course, they're going to face an election, I think, now on October the 14th.
Question 2.
It's because of all the criticism that they received. You know, some people welcomed the changes, but many people didn't, and they felt very strongly about it. They called this censorship, and they said that it's precisely, you know, the gruesome and the nasty elements of the books that make them so fun and so popular with children. So after about a week of fierce debate, the publisher made a U-turn and said that they were going to publish both versions and give readers the choice. They could stick with the original or buy the new re-edited books.
Question 3.
I think what unites us all now is a desire to heal for the health and well-being of everyone. I hope that as we start this new chapter and get back to a place of warmth and magic that this show holds for all of us, we can find strength in each other.
Question 4.
It is a challenge to conduct a search in that remote area, but we are deploying all available assets to make sure that we can locate the craft and rescue the people on board.
Question 5.
This is what appears to me, so... Who, I'll ask again, who are you lying to? Who are you supposed to sell to?
Can I just ask one question? Who are we lying to about what?
Lying to. Lying.
Loyal to. Loyal.
Sorry. Jesus. I didn't accuse you of lying.
Loyal, loyal, loyal.
Now, the next 5 questions will be the In Memoriam section. In each question, I will give clues to a well-known person who passed away this year. You just need to identify who I am referring to. Question 6. Born in Nutbush, Tennessee, this acid queen was simply the best. Question 7. When he died, age 96, this crooning legend probably left his heart in San Francisco. Question 8. This Cincinnati mayor and trash TV pioneer sprang from this earth in April. Question 9. We said a little prayer when this partner of Hal David found the way to his San Jose. And question 10. This controversial US Secretary and Peace Prize winner reached 100 before his death in November. Now that's it for round 5, and before we move on, I'm going to go back and give you the answers to the food and drink round. Question 1. The fruit that is mentioned in the song The 12 Days of Christmas is of course a pear, a partridge in a pear tree. Question 2. Lindt chocolate is from Switzerland. Question 3. The first Subway restaurant, if you can call them a restaurant, opened in the Republic of Ireland in the 1990s, 1994 to be precise. Question 4. The bird that featured prominently in Guinness adverts was the toucan. Very strange, don't know why, but it looks good. Question 5. Ouzo is a dry anise flavoured aperitif from Greece. What is going on? I love Greece today. Question 6. The type of alcohol that is used in a snowball is advocat. Question 7. In the Chronicles of Narnia, the sweet that is given to Edmund by the White Witch is the disgusting Turkish delight. Question 8. The cheese that is used in a traditional caprese salad is mozzarella. Question 9. Yukon Gold and King Edward are types of potato. And question 10. The name given to a 1.5 litre bottle of champagne is Magnum. Now round 6 is sport. Question 1. Which county won the 2023 Senior Men's All-Ireland Football Final? Question 2. In which Australian city will the 2032 Olympic Games be held? Question 3. Who was recently confirmed as the new manager of the Republic of Ireland women's soccer team? Question 4. What is the minimum amount of darts needed to reach 501? Question 5. In golf, who won the 2023 Masters Tournament? Question 6. Since the first European Cup in 1955, now known as the Champions League, which country boasts the most winning clubs of the European title? Question 7. The Venus Rosewater dish is presented to the winner of which tournament? Question 8. The beginning of which 2023 event was delayed by 14 minutes following protests by campaign group Animal Rising? Question 9. Who are the only basketball team from outside the United States that currently competes in the NBA? Question 10. Which county won the 2023 Senior Men's All-Ireland Hurling Final? Well, that's it for the sports round. I'm going to go back now and give you the answers to round 5, which was all about 2023. Well, first of all, we heard 5 clips of people discussing a significant event that happened this year, and you just had to identify what they were referring to. Question one was all about Jacinda Ardern stepping down as the Prime Minister of New Zealand. Question two, this ridiculous, what would you call it, initiative that kicked off this year. They were referring in that clip to the censorship of Roald Dahl books. Question three was the bizarre statement made by Holly Willoughby on This Morning following the resignation of Philip Schofield, the scoundrel. Question four, I think we all remember this. The clip was referring to the billionaire Titanic submarine that went missing and apparently exploded. A bizarre story. And finally, question five, surely the news story of the year. We all remember where we were when we were watching this. I was in the pub. The Tuberty payment scandal at RTE, of course. Have you any loyalty? Now, the next half of this round was the In Memoriam section. We lost some great people this year. Question six, born in Nutbush, Tennessee, this acid queen was simply the best. That was, of course, Tina Turner. Question seven, when he died, age 96, this crooning legend probably left his heart in San Francisco. A reference there to his signature song, it was Tony Bennett. Question eight, not a lot of people will know that this man was the mayor of Cincinnati, but you will know him from his career in trash TV. This was Jerry Springer. Question nine, a trickier one here. We said a little prayer when this partner of Hal David found the way to his San Jose. That was Burt Bacharach, who wrote the songs I Say a Little Prayer for You and Do You Know the Way to San Jose, amongst many, many countless other songs. He was a real legend of the music business. And finally, question 10. This controversial US Secretary and Peace Prize winner reached 100 before his death in November. This was the former Secretary of State of the United States under Gerald Ford and Richard Nixon. He won the Nobel Peace Prize as well, but very questionable whether or not he should have. This was Henry Kissinger. Now, round 7 is film and television. In last year's edition of the Irish Pod Quiz Christmas special, I gave you clips from films and TV shows and you had to guess what they were. But to be honest, it's an awful lot of effort doing that. So I just threw together 10 questions all around film and television. The first 5 will be about film and the next 5 all about TV. Question 1. Which 1988 Bill Murray film is a modern adaptation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol? Question 2. Which American president does Kevin McAllister meet when he is lost in New York in Home Alone 2? Question 3. Which Christmas film features the song This Is Halloween? Question 4. In which film do Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz do a house swap over the festive period? And question 5. Who plays the American president in the film Love Actually? Now, for the next 5 questions, I'm going to give you titles of 2 Christmas special episodes of TV shows. You simply have to tell me which TV show these specials belong to. Question 6. The Jolly Boys Outing and Sleepless in Peckham. Question 7. Skinner's Sense of Snow and Miracle on Evergreen Terrace. Question 8. The New Sofa and Barbara's Old Ring. Question 9. Merry Christmas, Charlie Manson, and Mr. Hankey the Christmas Poo. And question 10. the one with Christmas in Tulsa, and the one with the holiday armadillo. Well, that's it for round 7. Let's go back and get the answers to round 6, which was sport. Question 1, the 2023 Senior Men's All-Ireland Football Final was won by Dublin. Question 2, the Australian city that will host the 2032 Olympic Games is Brisbane. Question 3, the new manager of the Republic of Ireland women's soccer team is Eileen Gleeson. Question 4, the minimum amount of darts needed to reach 501 is 9. Question 5, in golf, the 2023 Masters tournament was won by John Rahm. Question 6, an interesting question. Since the first European Cup in 1955, now known as the Champions League, which country boasts the most winning clubs of the European title? It is Spain. Question 7, the Venus Rosewater dish is presented to the winners of the ladies singles title at Wimbledon. Question 8, the event that was delayed by 14 minutes due to protests by campaign group Animal Rising is the Aintree Grand National. Question 9, the only basketball team from outside the United States that competes in the NBA are the Toronto Raptors. And question 10, the winners of the 2023 Senior Men's All-Ireland Hurling Final was Limerick. Now it's on to everyone's favourite round, art and literature. For the purpose of this round, I tend to accept surnames as answers, particularly when it comes to the artists. Question 1, the Dr. Seuss children's book How the Grinch Stole Christmas was first published in which decade? Question 2. In which country was Vincent van Gogh born? Question 3. Which Monaghan-born poet wrote the poems A Christmas Childhood and Advent? Question 4. Who painted The Night Watch? Question 5. Which Shakespeare play features sisters Goneril, Regan and Cordelia? Question 6. Who presented The Joy of Painting from 1983 to 1994? Question 7. Who created the characters Elizabeth Bennet, Marion Dashwood and Emma Woodhouse? Question 8. Who wrote The Playboy of the Western World? Question 9. Who released the 2023 memoir The Woman in Me? And question 10. In the novel A Christmas Carol, how many ghosts visit Ebenezer Scrooge? Well, that's it for round 8. Let's get the answers from the film and television round before we move on. Question 1, that 1988 Bill Murray film that's an adaptation of A Christmas Carol is Scrooged. Question 2, the president that Kevin McAllister meets when he's lost in New York is, of course, Donald Trump. Question 3. The Christmas film that features the song This Is Halloween is The Nightmare Before Christmas. Question 4. Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz do a house swap in The Holiday. Question 5. In the film Love Actually, fair play for anybody who remember this one. Even if you've seen it a million times, you know, he's not in it that much. But the American president is played by Billy Bob Thornton. Now, next up, we had those Christmas TV specials. I named some episodes. You had to tell me what TV show they were a part of. Question 6. The Jolly Boys Outing and Sleepless in Peckham are Christmas specials of Only Fools and Horses. Question 7, Skinner's Sense of Snow and Miracle on Evergreen Terrace are of course specials of The Simpsons. Question 8, The New Sofa and Barbara's Old Ring are two of the Christmas specials of The Royal Family. Question 9, Merry Christmas Charlie Manson and Mr. Hankey the Christmas Pooh are episodes of South Park. And finally, question 10, a nice easy one to round it off. The one with the Christmas in Tulsa and the one with the holiday armadillo are episodes of Friends. Now round 9 is reeling in the years. I'm going to list out 3 events. You have to guess what year they took place in. Question 1. O.J. Simpson is found not guilty of murder. The divorce referendum passes in Ireland. Hit songs include Gangster's Paradise, Kiss from a Rose and Waterfalls. Question 2. Margaret Thatcher wins a second term in office. Michael Jackson's music video for Thriller airs on MTV for the first time. Births include Donald Gleeson, Aidan Turner and Samantha Mumba. Question 3. Elvis Presley scores his first hit with Heartbreak Hotel. The Montgomery bus boycott begins, and births include Mel Gibson, Bryan Cranston, and Carrie Fisher. Question 4. The United States invades Iraq. Roger Federer wins his first Grand Slam, and the Special Olympics are held in Ireland. Question 5. Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy are assassinated. The Tet Offensive escalates the Vietnam War, and births include Daniel Craig, Celine Dion, and Kylie Minogue. Question 6. Nelson Mandela is released from prison. Mary Robinson is elected President of Ireland, and hit songs include Nothing Compares to You, Ice Ice Baby and Vogue. Question 7. The first iPad is released. Ash from a volcanic eruption in Iceland disrupts air traffic across Europe, and radio presenter Jerry Ryan dies. Question 8. The Iran hostage crisis begins. Charlie Haughey is elected leader of Fianna Fáil, and Pope John Paul II visits Ireland. Question 9. Saudi Arabia allows women to drive. Michael D. Higgins is re-elected President of Ireland, and deaths include Aretha Franklin and George Bush Sr. And question 10, Citizen Kane premieres, James Joyce dies, and Japan launch a surprise attack on Pearl Harbor. That's it for Reeling in the Years. Let's go back and get the answers to the art and literature round. Question 1, How the Grinch Stole Christmas was first published in the 1950s, 1957 to be precise. Question 2. Vincent van Gogh was born in the Netherlands. Question 3. The poems A Christmas Childhood and Advent were written by Patrick Kavanagh. Question 4. The Night Watch was painted by Rembrandt. Question 5. The Shakespeare play that features Goneril, Regan and Cordelia is King Lear. Question 6. The Joy of Painting, what a wonderful show, I still watch episodes of it late at night, was presented by Bob Ross, a good friend of mine. Question 7. Elizabeth Bennet, Marianne Dashwood and Emma Woodhouse are creations of Jane Austen. They are from the books Pride and Prejudice, Sense and Sensibility and Emma. Question 8. The Playboy of the Western World. I studied this for my Leaving Cert. It was written by John Millington Singh. Question 9. The 2023 memoir, The Woman in Me, was released by Britney Spears. I'm hesitant to say written by Britney Spears because it wasn't. I'm also not sure if this belongs in a literature round, but anyway, I'm sure it's interesting nonetheless. And question 10. In A Christmas Carol, 4 ghosts visit Ebenezer Scrooge. Jacob Marley, his former business partner, comes first, and then the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future. Nice little trick question in there for you. Now, round 10 is the music round. It's very simple. You're going to hear 10 festive favorites. You simply have to say which artist is performing them. Round 10, question 1.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Question 2. Question 3.
It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe.
Question 4.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Question 5.
Oh, my love, we've had a share.
Question 6. Question 7.
Day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a pair of Chloe shades and a diamond belly ring. On the seventh day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a nice back rub, then he massaged my feet. On the sixth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a crop jacket with dirty denim jeans. On the fifth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me the point that he wrote for me.
Question 8. Question 9.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
And question 10. Now that's the last question of this year's quiz. But don't go anywhere yet. I have to go back and give you the answers to both round 9 and round 10. Round 9, question 1, reigning in the years. O.J. Simpson is found not guilty of murder. The divorce referendum passed in Ireland and hit songs included Gangster's Paradise, Kiss from a Rose and Waterfalls, all back in 1995. Question 2. Margaret Thatcher won a second term in office. Michael Jackson's music video for Thriller airs on MTV and births included Donald Gleeson, Aidan Turner and Samantha Mumba, all back in 1983. Question 3. Elvis scores his first hit with Heartbreak Hotel. The Montgomery bus boycott began and births included Mel Gibson, Bryan Cranston and Carrie Fisher, all in 1955. Question 4. The United States invaded Iraq. Roger Federer won his first Grand Slam. I can't believe he's around this long. He must be getting old. And the Special Olympics are held in Ireland in 2003. Question 5. Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy were assassinated. The Tet Offensive escalated the Vietnam War and births included Daniel Craig, Celine Dion and Kylie Minogue. Great year. A great year for Daniel Craig, Celine Dion and Kylie Minogue. Not so much for Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy. But that all took place in 1968. Question 6. Nelson Mandela was released from prison. Mary Robinson was elected president and hit songs included Nothing Compares to You. I had to get that in there somewhere. Ice Ice Baby and Vogue. This all happened in 1990. Question 7. The first iPad was released. The volcano in Iceland ruined everyone's holidays and Jerry Ryan OD'd all in 2010. Question 8. The Iran hostage crisis began. Charles J. Haughey was elected leader of Fianna Fáil and Pope John Paul II visited Ireland. What a great year for this country. It was 1979. Question 9. Saudi Arabia allowed women to drive. Michael D. Higgins was re-elected president and deaths included Aretha Franklin and George Bush Sr. This is all in 2018. And question 10, Citizen Kane, often believed to be the greatest film ever made, premiered. James Joyce died and Japan launched a surprise attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. Now, finally, round 10 was the music round. At question 1, we heard Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee. Question 2, Step Into Christmas by Elton John. Question 3, The Absolutely Dreadful Mistletoe by Justin Bieber. Question 4, The Wonderful Dean Martin singing Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Question 5, Thank God It's Christmas by Queen. Question 6, Lonely This Christmas. No, it's not by Elvis, but the band were big fans of his. It's a band called Mud. Question 7, 8 Days of Christmas by Destiny's Child. Question 8, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by the Jackson 5. Question 9, Feliz Navidad, a wonderful Christmas song by Jose Feliciano. Feliciano? Feliciano. However you pronounce it. Question 10, I had to get this in there, of course, for the Irish Pod Quiz Christmas special. It was probably the easiest question out of the 100, but Fairy Tale of New York, of course, performed by the Pogues featuring Kirsty MacColl. Now, I just want to say a big thank you to all of my loyal listeners. I know I haven't been around as much this year. I've just been extremely busy with a lot of things in the last few months. But hopefully, I'll be able to kickstart it up again properly in 2024. But for now, I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I hope now you've all fallen out with each other. You're all fighting because of answers you changed that you got wrong. And I've absolutely ruined your evening. Congratulations to the winners in the room as well. Talk to you next time, and happy quizzing.
It's into one. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing. We kissed on a corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the envoy.
someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing "Go Away, Babe," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.